This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sammy, It's well known that my wife is doing an incredible job at home parenting, and then I come home and ruin all the school education that's been taking place.
Fantastic.
What I thought we'd do is we get on somebody who's a bit of an expert at education to help give us some tips for how to better educate at home. Joining us is Tim Watson. He is the principal from Northern Beaches Christian School. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're hanging in there.
Always a little bit nervous to talk to the principal because...
Right. You've got form then.
Yep. Wasn't great at school. Usually a negative visit when I came in and saw the principal.
Righto, well, let's make this a positive one.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sounds good. But I don't have school-age kids. Duncan does. And I know that parents have to wear a lot of hats at the moment, you know. What can you suggest about ways that might help ease the pressure that we're all feeling about navigating this new period where kids are home doing home education?
Sure. Do you remember when you learned to drive? And
yes.
And it was weird and unfamiliar?
Yes.
And then it wasn't?
Yes.
This is going to be the same.
Oh, okay.
So my first view would be relax. You'll make some mistakes, but head in the right direction. Try not to have too many bingles and try not to run off the road.
Okay.
I heard something the other day, and it was along these lines, that your kids are going to remember this time long after they've forgotten most of the school stuff they learned during it. So as always, in parenting and in teaching, we've got to play the long game and look at the bigger picture.
Okay, that's good advice. Now, when it comes to educating at home, would you recommend kind of reproducing a similar kind of timetable to school?
Yeah, look, different schools are doing different things to suit their communities. What we've gone with is the synchronous model for the moment, largely because we want to make it feel normal when it isn't. So the school day starts and finishes as it would for kids at school. Teachers and kids are doing the work that they'd normally be doing during their normal times. Kids here know that they can communicate directly with teachers, and then they can either through chat or video conferencing, and teachers are able to give students feedback as they go. So one of the things I think it avoids is the common household issue of kids saying, I've done all my work, when that's not always the case. Mm. In other words, it's 9:15 on a Wednesday morning, and the kid goes, I'm done for the day. It's like, oh, mate, you're halfway through maths. You've got at least another half an hour of maths to go before you jump into what's next. And I think also going with the timetable reduces the load on parents, many of whom are trying to juggle working remotely with supervising directly. Not an easy juggle.
Mate, would you still have them wear the school uniform?
No, we're not. But we do have some rules around what they've got to wear. And I suspect there's some companies who are doing that too. I've seen some snippets of Zoom calls. It's like, hang on a minute, there's protocols, but it doesn't have to be uniform.
I reckon one of the hardest things I'm finding recently is the dynamic between a teacher and a student is kind of very different from a dynamic between a parent and a student. And so when I have to put on the hat of teacher, I don't find it nearly as easy. Do you have any advice?
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm both, maybe I'm the wrong person to ask. I'm not so convinced that the relationship dynamic is that different between a student teacher and a child parent. In one sense, of course it is. That's without saying. But in another sense, there are massive similarities. All parents are their kids' first and most important teachers. Why do you reckon our kids, for good or ill, end up like us? So for me, the key idea as a parent and as a teacher is to be warm, to be firm, to be consistent. And start with the warmth. If kids know you care about them, that's the key. And one of the ways that we show that we care about them is to create helpful boundaries for them and to be clear about those boundaries. So especially when everything else feels uncertain, kids crave certainty. The tricky bit is it's just sometimes they don't know how to show us that or say that they need it. The other good tip I've got is to understand that home, like school, needs a combination of flexibility and rigidity. That's how the best sort of structures work. The difficult part is knowing when and where to give a little and knowing when and where to stay firm. That's the bit that takes practice, but it gets easier. So if you think about your structure as a combo of rigid and flexible and just think through, is this one of the times to be flexible? Is this one of the times to stick a bit firmer?
Mm. I know that it's been about a week since Gladys Berejiklian, our Premier, said to, you know, keep kids at home if you can, and some parents are already feeling exhausted by this whole thing.
I'm not surprised.
Do you have any suggestions on maybe having a healthy learning routine that's sustainable? Because this could go for quite some time.
It's all still pretty new. So firstly, cut yourself some slack. Cut your kids some slack. Their schools and teachers will be guiding you and will be guiding them through this. And we'll be ready to get on with it when it passes, however long that might be. So don't get worried about your kid getting behind or somehow you're going to be a dodgy teacher and it's going to muck up their whole school year. It won't. We're all in the same boat. And for all those parents who are feeling shattered, I'll let you in on a little secret. That's how teachers feel lots of the time. Because if you do a physical job, you can go home and read a book. If you do a mental job, you can go home and go for a run. If you do a relational, emotional job, you get home and you're done. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
But you do get used to it over time. So I'd say be kind to yourself, be kind to your kids, and appreciate those who teach your kids. Chances are you're only teaching two or three. They teach 25 day in, day out.
That's really good advice. Thank you so much, Tim Watson, principal from Northern Beaches Christian School, and all the best as you continue to navigate what this looks like for your school.
Thank you. Very much appreciated.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.